Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the
Thank you. just so amazing. With our hands and our hearts, we can build this bridge together. With our wisdom and with our art, we can make a change for the better. Peace together. Peace.
day begins as the sun sits atop the mountains, casting shadows over the valley below, healing crystals in shades of green and blue glide endlessly, weaving their way through time. Many come to these waters cleansing, feeding, and resting their bodies, finding their souls stirred by the waters releasing the essence of nature.
Welcome to the Play Experience. I am Ombasa Sofera. I'm one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. I thank you for joining me today on the Playground of Life, where we all make a consistent commitment to passionately love and appreciate who we are, whose we are, why we are, and where we are in life. Wherever we are in this moment, allowing and accepting, growing, and knowing that the best is yet to come, and yet it's already here. Already here for us to grab it, to throw it, to share it on this big playground. Sometimes I zoom out and look at the earth, this playground. When I zoom out, it looks like a ball, a big, beautiful ball. Blues and greens, purple hues, touch of brown. It's a beautiful thing. This place that we live, that we share, that we grow. sometimes when I look at the ball, I'm thinking, oh, wow, it's so beautiful. Let me throw it. Let me catch it. We have an opportunity at all times to work this playground, to work it, to work this earth that we live on. And today, we're just going to just share a little bit about resolving, solving our differences, manifesting, grabbing on to, touching and holding and sharing our piece of peace, our gifts, our talents, our love. At the top, you heard Joyce Guerrillas with Pure Imagination. You can find him on evzonemusic.com. And that was followed by my brother, my friend, Makua Ray, with his beautiful piece, Peace Together Peace. Love it, love it, love it, love it. He was joined by Bilal and Raquel. After that, you heard Ebony Ram and a beautiful rendition of Healing Waters. And of course, my buddies brought me on the playground, Dalil and Dakari. Thank you. Just love them. In 2012, I had the honor of leading a peace ceremony on 12-12-12 on the World Peace Cruise. Awesome, awesome time. And the ceremony, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful ceremony. And what I offered there was that each of us has our own piece of peace to share here, right here in the world. We all come on this playground. We're born into this playground with an integral, unique, and powerful piece of peace to share. There's not one that is without it. And we wonder, and we look at people sometimes and wonder, well, you know, how could they do that? Why are they doing that, you know? But we all have it. We all have a piece of peace, whatever that is, whatever it is that's bringing to us as individuals. We can decide whether or not we're going to collectively merge and share our pieces of peace to see how vast this universe is, how magnificent and abundant this universe is. And if we stay focused and start breathing into this vastness of the universe, this God, this presence, just breathing it in and breathing out and letting go of all of our issues that we have in our tissues about other people, why are they doing this, why they're not doing that, breathing out all the stresses of the moment. What are you stressing about right now? You know, the problems we have with other people when they speak or do things differently than we would or than we do. When we blow all of this confusion, you know. And each time we breathe in, we begin to surrender. Just surrender to this love that creates worlds and universes and galaxies. And then just breathe out. Just breathe out. And when you breathe out, you're expanding. You're expanding this love, this peace. You're like, what is she going about? I'm just sharing about resolving our differences. You know, and what it's about is just taking a good look I had all of these differences that we have, not only with other people in our relationships, but the differences we have within ourselves. And really making sense within ourselves as to why some of these differences occur. Why? Well, what's the really daily? Why do we experience people rubbing us the wrong way? Why do we? Some people tend to make us feel good about ourselves. You know, what is that about? Just taking a moment just to be with this, you know. Relationships. When you get into a new relationship, how many other relationships, just ask yourself, how many other relationships do you bring into your new relationship? Be honest about this, you know. How many times have you noticed similarities in the looks, the sound of someone's voice, their birthday, their sign, you know, how they dress, you know, and compare them to a previous relationship with another person just because of these similarities, you know, making them be something other than, rather than allowing them to be everything that they can be for you, you know. Be truthful about this now. Because when we think about how we allow and how we accept, we're talking about that unconditional, that only love that really exists in truth. You know, just really being with this right now about how we are moving this lifetime in the presence of the Creator, in the presence of this moment, at each moment that we get to love, to bring out peace of peace. You know, it's good to be honest with this because it can free us from this ever-growing trap of judgment, scrutiny, and critique, which poisons and can derail our most important life relationships. You feeling it? Are you feeling me? And see, I'm talking about on a personal level in our own lives, but step back and look at it on a global level, you know? How we deal with differences on a global level, where religion, borders and boundaries of countries of the land, you know, which I think is totally, anyway, I'm not going to judge it, critique it, or scrutinize it. I'm just saying, we do it. You know, we judge people by their language, their love language, their speaking language, how they speak, their cultures, how they dress, their education, their job status, and so much more. It's created, you know. So much more havoc is created through wars and discriminations, murders, and all sorts of atrocities to relationships right here on this playground of life, on Earth. We are experiencing this right now. Right now. It's time. It's time to look at this. It's time to explore this and ease up on ourselves and others. And really explore how we can begin to passionately love, really passionately love, and appreciate ourselves enough to bring our piece of peace to another person. Why is it that we think that we're running around thinking that things are going to happen to us instead of for us? What is that about? Feel it. Understand that we are really asked to transform this and decide how we are going to magnificently bring our piece of peace to resolve the differences in the world. We're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come back and explore how we can passionately love and appreciate who we are to solve this equation, to solve, resolve this equation in a much different fashion. We'll be right back on the other side. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I feel so alone. A ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here. And no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul.
my buddy, Sherry Marie, talking about reviving the love story. The story that you're telling. I love it. I love the piece of peace that Sherry is bringing to the world. It's awesome. Wouldn't you agree? Totally awesome. You know, I thought I'd give you a little bit of this love story because it is such a powerful reminder that we all have a story to tell. Silently, out loud, through our actions. That's the real one. How you're being with people sometimes they can get some of your story without you saying one single word. Your love story, your love language comes through, it reads through all the time, seeps through. That's why it's so important for you to know your own story and what you're telling in this moment. So what story are you telling in this moment while we're talking about it? And sometimes we stick to a story for a long time. We just kind of keep going with it, looping it, loop-de-loop. And we go from that to maybe even changing the story in the middle of this, of telling the story. Oh, wait a minute, that's not what I meant. But no matter, it's our story. It's our story to tell. It's our expression to the world. It's our piece of peace that we're sharing, that we're throwing out for someone to grab. You know, our expression, sometimes to one person can be gibberish, and to the other one, it's just guru wisdom. So how are you expressing your piece of peace today? Have you decided to resolve your differences? At first, within yourself, about what story you'll tell right now. Right now. Yep, right now. And then make a powerful leap. One that we say and we do sometimes. What we need, in my learned opinion, to do more of and to practice more of. And that leap is acceptance, allowing, and complimenting another person instead of segmenting. You know how we do. I'm in this group. This is how I do this. This is what I belong to. This is my school of thought. Instead of saying, oh, you have that, I can put this with that. Let's resolve this thing. Let's resolve these differences that we're saying are a problem. Let's join forces to bring our piece of peace together. Let's combine our passions, our love for the world. Let's exemplify the magnificence of our differences. Yeah. So how many of my beautiful friends out there on the playground today are ready to step up, leap into that? Because no matter what walk of life you walk on this playground, you matter. And resolving the differences in the world and bringing forth your piece of peace on this playground of life. I'm just saying. And you know, I just named a few things here, but in your genius, because you are gifted, because you have come with loaded, you can certainly come up with many other roads, many other ways that we can resolve these differences. And I sure want to hear from you. I sure want to hear from you. Ombasa@ombasa.com. Because what I wanted and what I still want and desire is to open this up enough for you to at least explore this in your own personal existence, in your world, on your stage. Because this is a very momentous time, and all the times is always momentous. Let's just get real with that. We're getting this opportunity in this moment. This is what we can be grateful for. To be able to say, I'm going to do this another way right now. As a matter of fact, I might not know what way it is, but I'm going to keep pivoting. I'm going to keep pivoting until I see the best way that I want to tell my story right now, that I want to live and express my story right now. I'm just going to keep pivoting. Or I'm going to stand right here until I get the answer. And I may be indecisive. And for me, that's a gray area. Because if you have decided yes or no, then that's your black and white. But if you're indecisive, then you're in the gray area. And some people live their lives, indeed, in a gray area of indecision. The power is in the decision, whether it's black or white, whether you decide to do something or to not do something, to be with something or not to be with something, to be in a relationship or not to be in a relationship, to take that job or not take that job, but to be in the gray area of hating the job, going in traffic every day, sitting in traffic, being miserable in life. There's no way to express a piece of peace, to receive or to give, in the muddle of that mind. And there's too many people. Now I'm going to go ahead and say it. Pissed when they go to the grave, so to say, about not bringing fully their piece of peace in the world and resolving and making the difference. It's opened up right now for you to decide, simply put, will you bring your piece of peace today? Will you live in the gray area of indecision? Or will you make it a black and white situation? Will you decide how you're going to roll right here on this playground of life? It's yours. It's yours. All of it. AllTheLove.com. I'm here. Ombasa is present. Here and accounted for. You know, I mean, I'm going to go out with another song. And I'm tempted. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. But let me just say this about the show itself, the play experience. I love, love, love being here. It is an element of expression. When we started Life Conversations back in 2004, the radio show anyway, we were doing forums before that, or workshops, or for adults and youth. I mean, yeah, adults and youth. Yeah, that's what it is. And, you know, when we started the station in Hastings in England, it was a community station, and we had mostly, it was started as a talk radio. And we had a myriad of different types of shows on there, and they were all really awesome. And for me at this time, even though it's considered quote-unquote talk, I feel like we've evolved to expression. And when you talk about language and love and expression, the language is the soul. For me, it's music. It touches you so many places. It speaks to you from so many angles, you know. And for me, my piece of peace right now is that expression, that love expression through music, through sound, through movement, through energy. And so I'm making a decision for myself to express that way a lot more. So you may hear on this show, the Play Experience, my expression coming to you through the sounds of music. Because I know that it really does make a difference. And it really does resolve a lot of issues for people in their tissues when they hear certain types of chords and harmonies, rhythms. So I promise that I will bring you more. And I felt so touched by the piece together piece that I feel like I really want to go out with that. I really want to go out with that because I think that one is speaking a lot to what I'm feeling right now. I trust to be in your area sometime or the other, either on a play retreat or a play and heal happy home event. It's all good stuff, you know, all healing, all transforming, and all growth. If you need me, call me. You can reach me. You can reach me. I'm always here. At the other end of the cord, you know what to do. Ombasa at ombasa.com. Yes, indeed. I'm going to be looking for you on the playground next week. And I tell you what, if you have some expression, if you want some to listen, we're all one. Your sound, your voice, you can bring it forward right here on the playground. Let's get on the mic and play. Passionately love and appreciate who we are. If you have music you want to be played on Life Conversations, send it with a written where you say yes to us playing it. I know everybody's giving me the answer, but it's not coming from me right now. You know what I mean, though. It's all about the differences, resolving the differences, bringing your piece of peace forward. If you want to be a guest on the playground, even though you won't be a guest, you just be a playmate because we're all one, one big happy family. I love you. I bless you. And I thank the Creator for you. Forever love and joy. Ombasa out.
Make a change for the better. Peace together. make a change for the better. Peace together, peace together, peace together.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.